Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to, I believe this is our fourth edition of the Small Town Housing Show. And for those of you who are new to the show, we're talking weekly right now about local statistics, local headlines in our Peterborough and Kawartha Lakes region. We're talking weekly about trends in the GTA, real estate trends throughout Ontario, and macroeconomic headlines that are affecting the headwinds of prices. And the main goal of the show, I would say, is to have intelligent conversation about what is happening with the affordability and prices in our housing markets, looking at it from our municipal perspectives to understand what's happening out there, what's changing, and trying to help people stay on the pulse so that we can all make informed decisions as we have to go about our lives and make moves, upsize, downsize, for whatever reasons. So first off, I'm going to say in this show's episode, before I give you a breakdown, originally we had planned to have Tamer Kamar on here today because myself, Mitch Cleary, I'm the other half of the Kamar Cleary team. We want to get you guys introduced to Tamer, but due to a sickness in the house here, we had a scheduling conflict this week. So it's likely going to have to be next week that we get Tamer on. So here's what we're going to go over this week, because I still want to keep everybody up to date. It sounds like we've gotten a lot of good feedback that people like the direction things are going. So we just want to keep on track with the narrative and keeping everybody up with what's going on out there. So we're going to just breeze through the 7-day stats. We're going to discuss some headlines, some sort of, global news headlines that are going to be something that has to be taken into account for us here. We're going to talk about the recent government announcement here that just as of today, sort of breaking news about the NDP and the Liberals coming to an agreement or sort of forming a pact. We're going to cover the sentiment segment again here, the sentiment watch, and then we're going to loop around to the buyers and sellers corner and wrap. So I think this is going to be a bit of a shorter episode. Just want to keep everybody in the pulse to do this weekly. There's definitely going to be some topics or some of these segments that don't change much from week to week, but when the changes do start, the devil's in the details of these trends and how they evolve. And I'm loving being able to talk to all you guys on a weekly basis because there's not as much to catch up on each time, and there is things changing every week right now. So let's dive into it. There was, logging onto our system today, 77 new listings in the Peterborough region and 55 firm sales with 9 price changes. So we are seeing more price changes than usual. So a net of 22 sort of new inventory on the market. Now that's different than last week. Last week the difference was roughly 10. This week we're a little over 20 in terms of how much those new listings are starting to outpace the firm sales. So we know that this week is going to be a big one to watch because a lot of people held off listing over the March break, and over the next few days we're expecting to see a lot of new listings coming on, and we're going to be watching closely to see how much the showing activity and the buyer demand keeps up with that. And we've got some thoughts on how that's going to play out. In terms of news headlines, the Federal Reserve did raise rates since we last spoke, and it sounds like they are indicating that they're going to continue to raise rather rapidly. This is important because regardless of what the Bank of Canada wants to do or plans to do, if the Federal Reserve over in the United States raises rates and continues to raise rates, there isn't too many periods in history where we get too far out of lockstep with what their central bank is doing. So if they do continue to raise rates then odds are, no matter what is happening over here, you're going to see our banks sort of stay in check. So that's something to watch, absolutely, because a lot of what we've been talking about here, what I've been talking about to you guys on this show, is that it's doubtful that the Bank of Canada will get in as many rate hikes this year as they had planned. There's lots of talk about this going on out there. But if the Federal Reserve goes counter to where the Bank of Canada plans to take things, you know, and they're sort of behind closed doors mandates or policy thoughts, then it could sway things. So let's keep an eye on that. I'm going to continue to update you guys as the Federal Reserve, or as the United States, basically central bank, continues to raise rates. But there we go. They're continuing to raise and signaling that they will continue to raise throughout the year. So moving on here, significant announcement that I caught wind of today. I think it's fresh off the press, either today or yesterday, that the NDP and the Liberal government has formed a pact. Basically, they're acting as a unit. It's propping up the Liberals' minority, and it sounds like it's going to make it so that there's no chance of an election over the next 3 years. So they're basically, the Liberals are going to support some of the NDP's pillar pieces, and they're going to act as one now moving forward. And I'll update you a bit more on this next week as we get more details. It's too fresh, because when it came down to it, I mean, some of the biggest things that it said the Liberals were going to support in terms of the NDP's key pieces of policy. One was a dental plan for low income, and arguably that is, I don't know enough about that specific need in society right now to speak to it. I'm sure it's needed, but it's definitely noteworthy that it's one of the main pieces that they're trumpeting over the whole reasoning for this, or one of the things that's going to sort of glue this pack together. They did talk about housing, but in my opinion, they really glanced over it, at least in everything I read today, really quick, just skim by, no details about how anything's going to happen. So what I want to say with that is that anybody who's been watching here for a while, you know my thoughts on this, is that, hey, now there's less of the conservative headwinds and a lot of this, pressure that Pierre Poilievre has been putting on the Liberal government in terms of really holding them accountable for their inflationary policies and what they've done with housing. It's official that housing prices have doubled under Justin Trudeau. That was news as of about a week ago, I believe. So since he got I believe it was November of 2015, home prices nationally have officially doubled. So that's massive. And now I think that what's important to take out of this is that with the NDP and the Liberals basically bunking up here, there's not going to be a lot of pressure on Justin Trudeau. Is going to be able to continue to operate sort of undisrupted with his plans here. And I mean, if his track record up to this point says anything about how he prioritizes housing in his the big picture, they're going to say one thing and they're going to do another. You're probably going to see a lot of affordable housing talk coming across the headlines soon. You're going to hear a lot of different headlines about their plans to build X amount of units. And, just my opinion, but I don't think you're really going to see anything significant happen. What's more likely is that you're going to see absolutely massive waves of immigration and a lot more of the same easy money, a lot of handouts, and a lot of really talk and no action on the housing front. So unfortunately for all the hopefuls out there that are waiting for a break in the crushing housing market out there, I don't think that this recent announcement is good news at all. Sentiment watch, moving on to that. I right now, honestly, really mixed. Starting to feel like last week, wow, seeing some prices that were not that were so much lower already than 2-3 weeks ago with new listings coming on. And right now, I'm getting a feeling that for every new batch of local people that want to sell here and cash out on these prices, and investors that own 10 properties and want to take profits on a few, there's a fresh wave of people from other cities in this province and out of province, out of country, that are happy to invest in our areas, Peterborough, Kawartha Lakes region. And also to that note, I want to say this sort of ties into the buyers and sellers corners, is that one thing I think is important for everybody out there right now, when you're sort of gauging, you know, beyond watching, you know, shows, podcasts like this and listening to what you hear out there, a lot of people gather their gut instinct about what to do right now based off of conversations with those they surround themselves with. And I think that that's problematic for a few reasons. Most people that I talk to locally, they really seem to reverberate this message of panic, and that this can't keep going like this and that things are set to crash. There's definitely reasons to look at the risks that are out there. We know that cheap money has fueled a lot of what's happened here, and there has been a lot of speculation. People are projecting far forward that our prices are going to continue to rise, and things can change if we see some major collapse in the financial markets. Things can lock up. There is things that can turn this market around and lock up the flow of money, which would be the ultimate thing that would hurt us the most, I believe. But in terms of the herd mentality taking over here, and all sellers ushering to the gates at once looking to sell, and all buyers locking and freezing up, not out of necessity, not because they can't get financing, but just because they're scared and worried. At each juncture here, there's this bit of back and forth interplay that seems to happen, where each little ripple where people get scared, we have people from out of city that are not worried, and they just want to lock in these what they deem to be still low prices in our city while they can, and they're not worried. So it's interesting. My whole point to that is just that if you talk a lot about housing with your family and friends locally here, and you live in the Peterborough area, do yourself a favor and talk to, if you have friends down towards the GTA, if you have friends and family in Ottawa, other cities, really more importantly, but towards the big metros, and if you have friends in the Durham region, really the downtown core, talk to them and see what they think about our markets in Peterborough. Because one important note is that if things do start to trend downward at any sort of rapid speed here, the last time that we saw this with the foreign buyers tax in 2017, I believe, the Vancouver and Toronto markets took a pretty significant hit, but Peterborough barely saw a blip, because relatively we're still so much more affordable than all of the other you know, decent mid-sized cities in Ontario. So it's worth talking to people outside of your circles, because it's going to sort of equalize your view on what's going to happen next. I hear a lot of people locally that are getting this real, here we go, it's going to crash. And you guys know my views over the next short while. I think we're going to see a real flush of inventory coming on here. It's going to dilute the bidding wars. There's going to be a period of time for several months where we're probably going to see prices down on a month over month basis. But my own personal opinion is that that's not going to be a trend that continues beyond the summer months. So we're starting to see it now. We're gonna track it. We're really looking to see a big movement of inventory coming on in the next couple of weeks. Seasonally, we know that's how it's gonna play out, but we're gonna be watching very closely to see how much the buyer fervor continues, and how much the interprovincial migration continues to push this way on the tail end of the pandemic. because that's going to be a big part of the story. We know that a lot of listings are coming. Are the buyers going to come in kind from out of province and continue to gobble this stuff up here and put this pressure on? So that's really what we're following. And I think that it's going to be a week by week update at this point, guys. So until we get the month statistics to tell you how things played out, I'm going to update you next week on where we're at with the inventory. We're going to follow the story if we get any more updates on what the Liberals and the NDP propose that they're going to do with housing now that they're acting in conjunction. And I'm going to look forward to introducing you to Tamers. So let me know if you guys have any additional questions. Hit me up down in the comments on YouTube. If you are a returning listener to this podcast, I don't believe that I have gotten any ratings or reviews yet. And man, that would be awesome if anybody wanted to take the time to throw a quick few words down and give a review as we try to grow this thing, grow the audience and grow the community and continue to talk about housing in our, small and mid-sized towns of Peterborough and surrounding area and keep everybody informed. So that's it for this week. Hope everybody's having a great week and we'll talk to you again soon.